I want you to take a look at that tangled nest of black and white plastic behind your desk or tucked under the television stand. It probably looks like a digital thicket, a mess of knots that seems to grow and tighten every time you look away. We have all been there, standing with a new lamp or a speaker in our hand, staring at that chaotic pile and wondering how we are ever going to find a spare outlet without pulling the whole system down. It feels overwhelming because it represents a loss of control over the very things that are supposed to make our lives easier. But today, we are going to change that. We are going to take that frustration and turn it into a clean, labeled, and manageable system that stays out of sight and out of mind. Before we even touch a single plug, I want you to understand why this matters beyond just making the room look better. A tangled cable is a stressed cable. When wires are kinked or stretched tight to reach an outlet, the internal copper strands can eventually fracture. If they are buried under a layer of dust and trapped against a carpet, they can't dissipate heat the way they were designed to. Organizing these isn't just about aesthetics. It is about making sure your equipment lasts longer and your home stays safe. When everything has its place, you stop fighting your furniture and start enjoying your space. I remember a time, years ago, when I thought I could shortcut this process by using those thin plastic zip ties to bundle everything together behind a heavy oak entertainment center. I pulled them tight, real tight, thinking that if the cables couldn't move, they couldn't get messy. A few months later, I needed to swap out a DVD player. Because I had cinched those ties down so hard, the plastic had actually bitten into the insulation of a power cord. Worse yet, when I tried to snip the zip tie with a pair of scissors in that cramped dark space, I accidentally nicked the data cable next to it. I ended up having to replace two expensive cords and spent an hour bleeding from a finger I scraped against the wood. That was the day I realized that cable management isn't about restriction. It is about gentle guidance. We use hook and loop straps now, what most people call Velcro, because they provide a soft grip and can be adjusted 1,000 times without a pair of sharp blades ever getting near your gear. The first thing we need to do is clear the deck. You might be tempted to try and untangle things while they are still plugged in, but I promise you that is a losing battle. We start by powering everything down and unplugging every single cord from the wall and from the devices. As you pull them out, lay them flat on the floor. Take a microfiber cloth or even just a damp rag and run it down the length of each cable. You would be surprised how much dust clings to these things, and starting with clean equipment makes the whole process feel more like a professional installation. Now that we have a pile of clean, loose cables, we need to identify what goes where. This is the part where most people get tripped up later on. I like to use a simple labeling system. You can buy fancy cord labels, but a piece of masking tape folded over the end of the cable like a little flag works just as well. Write the name of the device on both ends of the cord, right near the plug. One label tells you which device the power cord belongs to at the power strip, and the other end tells you what it plugs into at the back of the machine. It seems like an extra step, but the next time you have to troubleshoot a router, you will be glad you aren't playing a game of follow the leader through a dark cabinet. Once everything is labeled, we look at our power source. If you are using a power strip, try to mount it to the underside of your desk or the back of your furniture. Most of these strips have little keyhole slots on the back. You just drive two screws into the wood, leaving the heads sticking out just a bit, and slide the strip onto them. By getting the power strip off the floor, you eliminate the foundation of the Dust Bunny Empire. If you can't mount it, placing it inside a dedicated cable management box works wonders. These are just plastic bins with slots on the ends for the wires to pass through, keeping the messy connections hidden inside a clean exterior. Now we begin the process of routing. We start with the cables that have the longest distance to travel. Hold the cable up and find the natural path it wants to take. Cables have a memory of how they were coiled in the package, so if a wire feels like it is fighting you, give it a gentle twist between your fingers until it relaxes. We want to avoid sharp 90-degree turns. Think of the wires like a stream of water. You want smooth, sweeping curves. As we bring the cables together, we're going to group them by type. I generally try to keep power cables on one side and data cables, like HDMI or Ethernet, on the other. This isn't just for neatness. High-voltage power lines can sometimes create electromagnetic interference in unshielded data lines, which might lead to a flickering screen or a slow internet connection. If they have to cross each other, try to make them cross at a right angle rather than running them parallel for long distances. Now pick up your hook and loop fasteners. As you bring a group of cables together, wrap a strap around them every 6 to 8 inches. You want it snug enough that the cables stay in a neat line, but loose enough that you could still slide a pencil through the bundle. This is what I call the breathing room. It allows the cables to settle and prevents the kind of insulation damage I dealt with years ago. If you have a lot of excess length on a cord, don't wrap it in a tight little circle. Instead, fold it back and forth in a long, flat loop, almost like a figure eight, and secure it in the middle. This prevents the internal wires from twisting and kinking. For the cables that need to run down the leg of a desk or along a wall, we can use adhesive cable clips. These are small plastic hooks with a sticky back. Wipe the surface with a bit of rubbing alcohol first to make sure the adhesive sticks. Then press the clip on and let it sit for a minute before you put any weight on it. By tucking the cables along the frame of your furniture, they disappear from view. If you have a large bundle, you might consider a cable sleeve. This is a flexible tube, often made of mesh or solid plastic, that zippers or wraps around the entire group. It turns 5 or 6 messy wires into one clean, professional-looking conduit. Once every cable is routed, strapped, and clipped, it is time for the final connection. Plug the cords into your devices first, ensuring there is a little bit of slack at the connector. You never want the plug to be the thing holding the weight of the cable. That tension can ruin the ports on your expensive electronics over time. Finally, plug everything into your power strip. Because we labeled everything at the start, this part should feel like putting the last piece into a puzzle. Step back and take a look. You should see clean lines and clear spaces where there used to be a jumble of plastic. Give the desk a little wiggle, or move your monitor if it's on an adjustable arm. Everything should move freely, without tugging. When you flip the power switch and see your devices hum to life, you will feel a sense of calm that only comes from a job done right. You've turned a source of stress into a system that works for you, and that is what being a craftsman is all about.